Glad to have Ben Horenstein on the line with us. He is the director of Santa Rosa Water. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
I have to say I was, more than a little concerned when I heard the news about the water delivery system in Fountain Grove. We knew there were parts that had succumbed to fire damage, but this sounds like the entire water system in Fountain Grove needs to be replaced. Is that the case?
The news, I think, is a little more positive than that.
Good.
Right. So it's a water system within this relatively small, we call it an advisory area, but there's about 350 homes. And within that area, yes, we are looking at the need potentially to replace the entire system in that area. Fountain Grove is much larger, and outside of that, we will not need at this point that sort of major project to correct this issue.
Are we talking about 350 homes, Ben, that are actual homes that still stand, or, you know, areas where rebuilding may take place?
That's a good question. Clarification. It's 350 parcels in this area. There's actually 13 homes that are still standing.
The amazing 13, yeah.
Right. So we are talking about replacing the entire system in this area, potentially during the time that there's the private rebuild as well.
Okay. So that's, I mean, obviously, I guess it makes sense to do it at the same time, but would the, you know, replacing the water, the entire system for those 350 home sites, would that impede or stop the rebuilding process, or can it be done hand in hand?
We are looking at a host of constructability issues to get this done as quick as possible, and at the same time, everything we can to limit the impact on folks that are starting to rebuild themselves. So we don't have the full answers to that. We hope soon to have it, but the expectation is, and the direction we've been given by our city council is, really bending over backwards to get this done quickly and limit the interface and in the impacts to folks that are starting their own rebuild in this area.
And is it the need to replace this part of the system, Ben, is it a direct correlation of the fire? I mean, is the system itself so damaged? Is it the benzene contamination? What's the reason for it?
Yeah, this is solely 100% attributed to the fire. In fact, outside of that, the system's in very good shape, and this we wouldn't be looking at this sort of work in this area for 50 plus years. So this is due to the contamination, and in this area, the contamination from the melting and burning plastics throughout the distribution system, including in private properties, that got pulled deep into our system.
Yeah.
And the nature of this contamination, yes, we have not, and we've tried so many ways to get rid of it outside of replacement, but we are looking at now. We may just have to do full replacement.
Wow. And as I understand it, we're talking about a price tag of over $40 million to do that. Where does that money come from?
Well, in these sort of emergencies, particularly here where you reach the threshold for federal declaration
yeah.
of an emergency, FEMA does come in with funding, and then it becomes a question of timing in terms of how quick can you get the funding yeah. for FEMA, or do you need some way to have cash flow to be able, of course, pay contractors and the like, and to get reimbursed by FEMA the bulk of it.
So and what does this mean for Santa Rosa Water employees? I mean, do you have enough people, enough staff to be able to accomplish this huge project?
I've been amazed at what the staff of Santa Rosa has done and continues to do, but there's no question that we'll bring in professional consultants to help us with the design and the project management, and then, of course, contractors to do the actual work. but tremendous amount of work by staff, the city staff, to oversee it, coordinate it, and manage that work.
And have you seen, Ben, anything in the Coffee Park area that would lead you to believe that there could be similar issues there?
So we have got some random hits outside of the advisory area that led to a direction we're on now of sampling every single parcel in the entire burned area, 3,000+ parcels, to confirm this. So far, what we've been able to do, and this is outside of the advisory area in Fountain Grove and Coffee Park, the very small number of hits that we've gotten, we've been able to do targeted replacement of some lines, and that's corrected the problem without having to do the sort of massive replacement we're talking about in this one relatively small area of 350 parcels.
Right, right. Relatively small compared to the rest of us and what could be. Let's talk about good news for a minute, Ben. In terms of the amount of rainfall that we've got and the way that rainfall landed on us, we've been able to avoid a lot of the erosion concerns that we had leading into the winter.
Yes, and we certainly the weather has held up for that, and often you do see the second season after the fires is where this can happen because you lose more of your root base. So we're going to remain vigilant, and we're going to be doing certainly hydro seeding over the off season, the dry season, to continue to prepare and do everything we can in terms of the likelihood of slides and floods. But we do feel good that we're able to get out of it this year.
So far, so good in that regard. And aside from this circumstance in Fountain Grove that's going to require a lot of time, attention, and money, any other concerns we ought to have at this stage of the game in terms of Santa Rosa water?
No, I think things are looking relatively good. And of course, the 13 homes are impacted, and we're trying to work very close with them. And I think the central issue for many people, the 350 parcels, is the timing of this work and how it could potentially impact them. And we're doing our very best to minimize that.
I'm sure that's true. Well, Ben, appreciate the update. We've been concerned about this one situation in Fountain Grove since the news broke last week. So thanks for giving us the update on that.
You're very welcome.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. That is Ben Horenstein. He's the director of Santa Rosa Water. So it's concerning, certainly, but not as bad as we had thought in terms of the Fountain Grove water situation.